We're talking with our Undersecretary at USDA for Farm Production and Conservation, Bill Northey. Bill, welcome to Oklahoma. I know that you're kind of with some folks that you're kind of familiar with, the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture. Of course, your role there in Iowa all those years. What are some things that you're working on right now that you're really, really trying to help our producers that are under so much stress?
Well, I'm glad to be here, Ron. Thank you for the chance to be able to talk. So, certainly a lot of stress around flooding and disaster relief. We do some pieces out of the farm bill itself. So we've got dairy margin coverage program that started this last week. We'll have some other farm bill things coming. But a lot of focus on crop insurance, prevent plant, are the programs situated right? We changed some rules last week around acres that were prevented from being planted. They can be harvested before the original November 1st date into September and October. And so looking at those pieces, we have a disaster bill, a disaster supplemental that passed a few weeks ago, and we'll have about 15 programs that will come out of that. Again, for a lot of us in the Midwest, it's more around prevent plant, stored grain losses, those kinds of things. But it's also the hurricanes in the southeast. It's wildfires out in the west that tainted some grapes and other kinds of things. And then the market facilitation program as well. We're still a few weeks away from having all the announcements out on that and sign up getting started, but certainly putting the pieces together, working through OMB right now, we'll be able to have that done here in the next few weeks as well.
I guess on that market facilitation program, it's going to be a different way you're going to try to compute the dollars that are going to be handed out this time, right?
It is. We were implementing that right when people were making planning decisions across much of the country. As we started talking about it back in May. And so we wanted to create a program that would not influence what you planted. Last year, the rate for payment was based on what crop you grew. And this year, we're going to look at what you've grown and look at your total acres that you planted. We'll have one payment rate for each county. And that will be that your acres planted times that payment rate. Whatever crop you ended up planting will be what you will receive as a producer. So we still wanted to make it simple and straightforward. We just need your acres this year, and they need not to exceed what you've done in previous years, including, you know, adding up what you rented and other kinds of things. But certainly wanted to make it simple and straightforward, but not cause folks to say, wow, what's going to get a higher payment here? I've got to switch crops just to be able to get an MFP payment.
I guess what the prevented plant acres, we're still totaling those, trying to get all those numbers in, but we're talking, what, millions of acres?
We really are. We've seen the last few years, I guess a background rate maybe is 3 million acres. We've seen it as high as 7 or 8 or even 10 million acres. We still have 20 to 25 million acres left to plant across this country. We know some of that's not going to get planted. Some people have already made the decision. Some of that's going to get planted yet. There's still some time in some places. So it'll be higher than what we've experienced, and certainly in some areas much higher than what they've experienced. And then, of course, we have areas like this where we got a crop in the field, and it's hard to get it out. So we've been battling that. Or we had a crop that was ready to go, and it got hit with too much water right at the wrong time, and we lost what looked like it was a really good crop.
You have a chance to see a lot of that flooding and some of that prevention or some preventative type things that we've got going in eastern Oklahoma tomorrow. I know that you've experienced a lot of that as you've probably looked back at home and across the Midwest as well.
I have. And every place is a little different in the way that it came, and whether it's streams or whether it's heavy local flows, other kinds of things. I visited back in March some of that southwest Iowa, and actually was just there again this last weekend. The Missouri is still out of its banks up there. Many of the levees are not repaired. There's about 5 miles wide of just plain water from that used to be corn and beans right along the river in that good river bottom ground there. And it varies, but there's a lot of areas that are not along a stream that haven't been able to get planted. Boy, you get the eastern Corn Belt, You know, Ohio is 20 or 30% of its corn is not in the ground yet. Maybe 50% of its beans are not in the ground yet. We're at the end of June. You know, you flat out run out of sunshine here at some point to be able to get a crop made before that frost comes. We expect a frost sometime this fall. If it's near normal, we got a lot of crop that has to get in a hurry to be able to get mature and ready for harvest.
I guess part of the consideration there also is that cutoff date from RMA regarding crop insurance availability, and that figures into what the bankers are wanting and all of that as well. So the economic well-being of our farmers at stake.
You know, it really is. And both if you get a late planted crop or you get no crop in the ground, we've got some programs that'll help a little soften that blow. None of them are as good as raising a good crop and have a good price. So everybody's going to be short. It's just a matter of how short are you. And some of these folks, you know, we've got prices that are about half of what they were 7-8 years ago. We've seen, you know, balance sheets have gotten kind of tight here in the last few years. Add this onto it. And this is quite a hurt for an awful lot of folks. So crop insurance is a big help. And we've got good participation in our major crops and crop insurance. We struggle in some of those minor crops, specialty crops, other kinds of things. Those folks are having losses right now, too. So they're much more uncovered than some of our bigger crops. But even with coverage, even when people are going to hear that there's billions of dollars going out in crop insurance claims, that's many less billions than what the crop would have been sold for. Hopefully it will allow most of those producers to be able to plant a crop this next year. We know that we've got a lot of folks that are going to be hurting this year.
Now, one of the things you're trying to do within the agency is trying to get folks to kind of coordinate all of your functions under your jurisdiction. One of our favorite sons, Jimmy Emmons, stepping in one of those regional roles for you to help kind of coordinate FSA, NRCS, and the like.
That's exactly right, Ron. So the secretary came in and looked and said, hey, we've got three agencies that work together, FSA, NRCS, and RMA, crop insurance. Those agencies all do things working with the farmers. We all have policies right now. You want to put a cover crop on your RMA land, you talk to NRCS to figure out what the right rates are and those kinds of things. You got to go over to NRCS or FSA and report your acres. And so we all work with farmers. We need to be able to work together. Great to have Jimmy on as one of our regional coordinators. We've got five of them now. We'll have eight of them across the country that will work multiple states. Jimmy will be five states here. So he'll be working with our local offices as well as our state offices, being able to hear the kinds of things that we need to hear in D.C. And how we can coordinate better, be a resource to our local offices and our state offices, and just kind of a coordinating piece. We still have plenty of work to do in FSA without understanding everything that needs to be done at NRCS or RMA and vice versa with each of those others. So we'll each kind of stay in our lane, but we need to coordinate. We need to work together. We need to, producer comes in, wants to have a grass waterway, but also needs a farm loan. We need to walk them across the hall from NRCS over to FSA and be able to get a farm loan and tell them where their local crop insurance agent is if they need that as well. So needs to be one entry point, we're seeing a lot of interest in that from our employees, but certainly some appreciation from our farmers out there as well. That happened a lot of cases already. FSA and NRCS were different mission areas, as if anybody understood what a mission area was. But now they're in the same area. I'm responsible for all of them. If we're not getting along now, then I'm the one that's supposed to make sure that we are.
Trying to serve the farmer.
Thing. Absolutely. Serve the farmer around.